Welcome to the Diva Shop Podcast. Hello everyone, it's Wednesday, February 2nd, 1:53 p.m. I have two blogs I want to share with you in the Diva World today. One of them is, you probably have heard of it, and the other one is relatively unknown, but it's still a neat blog, so I wanted to share it with you. Also, a bit of a review of some products I got from e.l.f., and that's pretty much it, so stay tuned for the Diva World. Okay, the first blog I wanted to mention is beautybroadcast.net. Those of you who watch me on YouTube probably have heard of her because I've mentioned her numerous times. I really love her YouTube channel, and her blog is great too. And you can watch her videos on her blog, and she has other kind of posts too on there. So beautybroadcast.net. The other blog is relatively unknown. It's missnikkipip.blogspot.com. And Nikki is with two K's, N-I-K-K-I, Miss Nikki Pip. And, let me just read her tagline. It says, all things Nikki, facials, manicures, makeup, hairstyling, and anything else I can get into. It's a really neat blog, and she has this one video, she's also on YouTube, about a DIY lip stain that's just really great, and it's long-lasting, and you don't have to spend lots of money on a lip stain. So that's definitely a great blog to check out. So the first one, again, was beautybroadcast.net. The second one was Miss Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, pip.blogspot.com. So do check those out. Okay, now for the e.l.f. review. If you watch me on YouTube, you've already gotten my review on the products I got. But if you don't, I'll go ahead and mention them. I got the 11-piece studio brush set. Each of those brushes you can buy individually for $3 a piece. And you can get the studio brush set for $30. If you were to buy them individually, it'd be $33, so you essentially get one brush free. However, I got several brushes free because they were having a special deal on their special edition glitter set for only $20.11. So I basically got several brushes free, which was nice. I've been using them, and so far I really like them. They're very soft, and several of them are very dense. I especially like the flat powder brush. It's great for buffing out foundation. The C-shaped brush is nice and dense. It's great for smudging color. Let's see. The complexion brush. I love the complexion brush. I already had one of those, so I knew I liked it. But it was nice to get a new one. It's nice for applying powder. You could even use it for blush if you wanted to. So, all in all, it's just a great set of brushes. I like the angled liner brush. At first, I wasn't too happy about it, but now that I've been using it, I like it more than I thought I would. I also got the Shimmering Facial Whip and Spotlight. I already knew I liked that because I have them in several colors. This one's more of a white shimmery highlight. And a little bit goes a long way with this. Pardon the dog. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. The waterman came to bring our water, and he was wearing a cap, and the poor dog, before we got it, whoever abused her wore a cap, so now whenever she sees a guy with a cap, she flips out. So, yeah, that's what all that ruckus was about. But, where was I? Okay, Shimmering Facial Whip, that's where I was. I got it in Spotlight, and I really like these. I have these in almost every color. I think the only color I don't have now is Golden Peach. And what I like about these is a little bit goes a long way. All you really need is a little bead of product on your finger, usually. and usually that's plenty. So I really like those. The other thing I got is their mineral eyeshadow primer. Now, I've heard good things about their mineral primer before, but this is my first trying it. I've never bought it before. I have been enjoying Palladio's herbal eyeshadow primer. You can get it at Sally Beauty Supply. On my YouTube channel, I did a video on that, and I actually had that wear for about 22 hours. And it still, you know, it still looked pretty good. It was beginning to break down, but it was still pretty good. So that was phenomenal. Now, that wear isn't going to be typical. I'm not an oily person. In fact, the rest of my face is actually pretty dry. I do get some oil on my lids, but not that much. So yeah, your wear is going to vary depending on your skin type, but still, 22 hours is pretty phenomenal. Now, the e.l.f. primer, I haven't had opportunity to test it for that long of a period, so I really don't know how it compares as far as wear is concerned. I've been wanting to test that. However, I did have it on for a good solid 12 hours, and it still looked good by the time I took it off. So I think it's a pretty good primer. How it compares to Palladio's in terms of wear, I don't know yet. I'm going to have to test that. I can tell you the consistency is a bit different. It's a little bit thinner in consistency than Palladio's primer. It has a little bit more pigmentation to it, not a lot, but it is a little bit more color to it. But in terms of wear, I still need to test that. But overall, I'm really pleased with my e.l.f. purchase. And I think that's all for the reviews. Okay, that's pretty much it for today. Do check out those blogs. Remember, they're beautybroadcast.net and missnickypip.blogspot.com. And if you want to learn more about e.l.f. products and maybe buy some, that's at eyeslipsface.com. You can check out my blog. It's at divashopblog.com. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/divashop. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm twitter.com/divashop. Facebook, my Facebook page is facebook.com/divashopblog, and you can like me there if you want to keep updated with blog posts, videos, podcasts, all that good stuff. I update there pretty often. So if you want to check those out, do. If you want to send me any listener mail, questions, comments, you can send it to podcast@divashopblog.com. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.